开圣经以弗所书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Bible, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. In the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意旨所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In love, he predestinedus to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will.
然后第十一节。
And now verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们在这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. Let's our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you. On this day, the Lord's day, you have gathered us before you. To see your beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
愿圣灵保惠师再次把你的儿子的荣美再次显在我们里头。
May the Holy Spirit reveal once again the beauty of the Lord Jesus within us.
借着我们的主，你把一切的荣耀、一切的丰盛、一切的产业赐给我们。
You have given us, all of the glory and, the inheritance.
让我们真是在里面有这样子的开启看见，愿意来起来跟随我们的主。
And that we would have this revelation within us, that we would rise up and follow after our Lord. We would pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen. 曾经跟弟兄姊妹们一同交通以弗所书里面所说到天上各样属灵的福气。
We have shared before with the brothers and sisters about all the spiritual blessings in the book of Ephesians.
那么在跟随主的路上，我们是天天与主同行。
In this path of following after the Lord, we daily walk with the Lord.
在与主同行的时候，我们的需要有神的性情，需要认识神他自己的心意。
And on this path, we have to know the Lord Himself. And
如果我们呢不知道神的心意的话，我们很难跟着我们的主同行。
And if we don't know His will, it would be very difficult for us to follow with Him.
那么在跟主同行的时候呢，之前呢，我们需要先认识知道神已经赐给我们什么样属灵的福气。
So in knowing him and walking with him, first we need to know what are the spiritual blessings he has already given to us.
一切我们与神同行所需要知道的事情。
So all of these things, we need to know, before we walk with the Lord.
知道神他自己所要工作的他的旨意。
The Lord's, in His work, what His will is.
那么，有关于神他自己的性情。
And in regards to the Lord's own character.
那么，神都在耶稣基督里面已经赐给我们了。
All these things the Lord has already given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
一切我们所需要的恩典，所需要的福分，都已经在耶稣基督里面完全赐给我们了。
All of the grace and the portion.That we need are in the Lord Jesus, and He has already given Him to us.
我们今天在地上与主同行，就是一边寻一边与主同行，一边支取从天上来的福分。
So as we walk together with the Lord, we, on one hand, we have what the Lord has already given to us, and we, So on one hand we walk with the Lord, and on the other hand we receive what He has given to us from heaven.
在以弗所书的保罗的祷告里面呢，他说到，我们呢 在主面前，在创世世界以前呢，神就拣选了我们，在他面前称为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It says in Ephesians that He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we would be holy and blameless before Him.
神看我们呢，已经是一个完全的，是一个圣洁的一个的器皿。
The Lord already sees us as a complete or perfect vessel.
那么在这个圣洁的性情里面呢，神拣选我们啊，让我们成为是他的儿子。
And in His will, He has chosen us to be His children.
那么在这儿子里头呢，他赐下各样的产业。
And to His children, He gives an inheritance.
在以弗所书里面，他提的三个方面的这个福分呢，其实呢，是一个包罗一切的福分。
And so Ephesians gives us three.Portions of this inheritance, but it actually covers all of the inheritance.
那么所有的福分呢，天上一切的福分呢，都包括在这三个方面里头。
And all these spiritual blessings are covered in these three areas.
那么我们都知道，我们跟神之间呢有很多的各种层次的关系。
And so we know that between us and the Lord, we have different aspects of our relationship with the Lord.
一面来说呢，我们是被神所造的。
One is we are created by the Lord.
那么他是窑匠，我们是泥土。
He is the potter and we are the clay.
他的爱做把一个这个做成贵重的器皿，他把另外一个做成一个卑贱的器皿。
One person he may craft into a vessel for honor and another a vessel for dishonor.
因为他有绝对的权柄，因为他是造物的主。
And he has all of this authority because he is the Lord who is the creator.
同时呢，我们又是他所买回来的。
And on another hand, we are purchased by the Lord.
他儿子的血呢，除了重他的儿子的宝血哈，那么洗净我们一切的罪，他除了重价把我们从世界中买了回来。
His son shed his blood to wash us clean, and with through this great.Price that he paid, he has redeemed us.
所以呢，他是我们的主人，我们是他的奴仆。
So he is the master, and we are his servants.
那么同时呢，是我们又是这个神他所收养的，他所接纳的人。
We are also adopted by the Lord.
那么我们原知道这世上是失迷的，在世上漂流的，没有家的。那神把我们找回来。
We were lost or orphaned in this world, but the Lord has took us into His home.
那么更重要的呢，我们还是他所生的。
And more importantly, we are born by the Lord.
我们都有，只要信了主以后，我们都有神他自己的性情。
As long as we believe in the Lord, we have His life in us.
那么我们要认识我们跟神之间的关系，认识我们自己的话呢，这个几个方面我们都不可以缺少。
If we want to know the Lord, then all of these aspects we cannot lack.
同时来看这四个方面的跟神之间的关系呢，能够更清楚认识我们今天所站的地位。
And so from these four aspects, we have to understand them and know the Lord more.
那么神他造我们，他买我们，他收养我们，他生我们。
So we were created by the Lord, we were purchased by Him, we were adopted by Him, and we were born by Him.
那么他们都有一个共同的一个目的。
They all have the same purpose, though.
就是呢，要我们成为神家中的人。
To be a member of the Lord's household.
把我们呢做，就把我们呢做成神的成为神的儿子。
To make us into His sons.
哎呀，我们可以说呢，我们是他所造的儿子。
We can say we are sons created by Him.
我们是他买的儿子。
We are sons purchased by Him.
我们他收养的儿子。
We are adopted sons.
我们更是他所生的儿子。
And we are sons born by Him.
那么既然是他的儿子呢，那么我们就。也可能享受儿子里头一切的福分。
Then being the Son of God, then we can have this inheritance from Him.
那么我们一旦是神的儿子，我们就可以称天上的神为我们的父。
Being a son, we can call our heavenly Father a father.
我们呢天天可以来亲近他，我们可以天天来那个向他求问。
We can daily come and draw near to the Lord and ask Him.
当我们呢伤心的时候，他安慰我们。
And when we're sad, He can comfort us.
当我们做错事了，他管教我们。
And if we do something wrong, He will discipline us.
那么是那个他是我们最亲近的父神。
And He is our most precious, our closest heavenly Father.
那么作为神的儿子呢，他还有一个很重要的一个目的。
And being the Son of God has another important purpose.
就是呢要承受他自己的产业。
It's just to receive his inheritance.
这是一个做儿子的一个最大的一个权柄。
This is one of the most important rights as a son.
你要知道在世上的人呢，如果当我们这世上有些财富的时候呢，我们都会想到这些财富将来怎么样传给我们的儿女啊。
If today, if we have, you know, a fortune of our own, we want to consider how to pass it on to our children.
那个儿女呢，是我们在这地上生命的延续。
They are the continuation of our life here on earth.
那么当亚伯拉罕他在那个创世纪第十五章的时候啊，他那里记载。
In Genesis 15, Abraham.
那么当亚伯拉罕他打败四王的联军回来之后。
After Abraham defeated the four kings.
那么神在夜间在异象当中啊向他显现。
At night, in his dreams, the Lord revealed himself to Abraham.
他说呢，亚伯兰，你不要害怕，我是你的盾牌，我要大大的赏赐。
And the Lord said to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you, your reward shall be very great.
亚伯拉罕他靠着他家中的318个人呢，去打败了四个王啊。
Abraham at that time, with his household of 318 people, he went and fought and defeated four kings.
仗是打胜了，但是回来了还是心就有点害怕。
He was victorious, but when he went home, he was still afraid.
万一这些王啊，发现他只不过只有318个人，他们再联合起来打他的话，怎么办？
If these kings found out he only had 318 people and they gathered together to fight him, what would happen?
那么所以神在夜间当中安慰他。
So in the night, the Lord comforted Abram. He said to him, Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you.
同时呢，我还要大大的赏赐你，我就是你的大赏赐。
At the same time, he says, Your reward shall be very great. I am your reward.
亚伯拉罕那时候其实已经很富有了。
At that time, Abram was already very rich.
所以呢，他里头呢，他第一个反应呢。
So within himself, his first reaction was,
所以耶和华呀，这个你没有赐给我儿子哈，那么你这么多的赐有什么用啊？还能够赐，还要赐给我什么呢？
So he says, Lord God, you haven't given me a son, so even if you bless me with more things, you know, what use is it?
这过去呢，年金已经赐给我，你还要赐给我，但是呢，你没有给我儿子。
You've already given me so much, and you'll continue to give me more, but you haven't given me a son.
那这些产业将来要给谁呢？
And all this inheritance, who am I going to give it to?
这样子好了。
So it says, let's say this.
那么我们在我家中生的那个人，他就是我的儿子。
So he says, how about this person who was born in my house, he will be my son.
将来这个大马士人呢，以利以谢啊，这个就继承我的产业。
This Eliezer of Damascus, he will receive my inheritance.
但是神说不行。
The Lord said no.
不，这人不是做你的后嗣。
He says, this man will not be your heir.
从你生所生的要成为你的后嗣。
But one who will come forth from your body, he shall be your heir.
同时呢，他把他带到那个帐篷外面去。
And so the Lord took Abram out of the tent.
那是在旷野里面，那时候一看满天的繁星啊，他说呢，你天上的星星，你算算看，你算得过来吗？
And so at the time he was in the wilderness, and he looked up in the sky, and it was filled with stars. So he says, you know, look at this to the heavens, count the stars, if you are able to count them.
那个将来你的后裔就像这样这么多。
So shall your descendants be like the stars.
亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为他的义。
And so Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord considered him righteous.
亚伯拉罕那时候一个儿子都没有。
At that time, Abraham didn't even have a son.
但是神在异象中向他启示，让他看见他的子孙像天上星那么多。
But the Lord revealed to him that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
所有神赐给他的一切的产业，这么多的后裔要来这一同继承。
So all the inheritance that the Lord has blessed him with, you know, will be given to these descendants.
神在亚伯拉罕身上的带领呢，常常是神他自己想要做的事情。
So the Lord, as he leads Abraham, all of the things that he does is what the Lord himself wanted to do.
因为亚伯拉罕被称为是神的朋友。
Because Abraham was called the friend of God.
所以神呢，常常把他自己的心意啊启示给亚伯拉罕。
So the Lord often explained his own will to Abraham.
在那个创世纪第22章的时候，那他要亚伯拉罕做一件事情。
So in Genesis 22, the Lord asked Abraham to do a specific thing.
他说呢，要起来到亚伯到摩利亚山去，把你的儿子，你所爱的儿子，所这个所爱的那个以撒呢，要在亚摩利山上面献给我。
Says, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. And this was his only son that was given as a promise. And the Lord asked him to offer him up. The Lord there knew this a certain thing. On this very same mountain, the Lord himself will offer up his own son as a sacrifice. Through this incident with Abraham and Isaac, he showed Abraham what the Lord himself would experience with his own son.
对，同样的是当。 神应许他的他一个儿子要继承他的产业的时候,
at the same time, when the Lord promised a son for his inheritance,
亚伯兰他在那里所经历的也是神他自己在自己所想的,
what Abraham experienced is also what the Lord himself was thinking.
那个神的那个产业是何其样的丰富,
the Lord's own inheritance is so full.
那么这个不是亚伯兰的这地上的丰收的产业可以远远可以比较的。
Abraham's, you know, wealth in this world could not even compare with God's. The Lord's great inheritance, doesn't it need someone to inherit it as well? If the Lord cannot find someone to inherit all that he has, then his own heart will not be satisfied.
确实呢，神他有一个儿子。 要来继承一切的产业。It
is true that the Lord has a son who will receive this inheritance.
在希伯来书的时候，他说说到基督的时候呢，他已经早已立他为承受万有的。In
Hebrews it says that in his son whom he appointed heir of all things.
我们的父呢，他是一个丰盛产业的神。Our
Lord has this He has an abundant inheritance.
那么，那他有一个独生的爱子。
And he has an only beloved son.
那么有一天呢，父要把一切的产业呢，一切的万有都赐给他的儿子。
And so he wanted to give all that he has to his son.
叫他的儿子那个承继父的一切的家业。
And that his son would receive all of his father's house, all he has.
但是呢，光光只有他这么一个儿子来继承他的产业。
But for his only son to receive all that he has,
神似乎仍然不满足。
It seems that the Lord is not satisfied.
神的心意呢，是要借着他的儿子呢，要带许多的儿子一同来承受他的产业。
The Lord's plan is to through his son to have many children enter into this inheritance.
那么在希伯来书第二章的时候，他这么说。
In Hebrews chapter 2 it says,
他说呢，那为万物所有，万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去啊，使救他的元帅得以完全，本是合宜的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
我们的主基督他是神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus is God's Son.
他在来到世上的时候呢，接受许多的承受许多的苦难，要成就神的救恩。
And when he came down to earth, he suffered many sufferings to accomplish salvation.
那么他做成就救恩的一个目的。
And the purpose of the salvation.
就是要带领许多的儿子一同进荣耀里头去。
Is to bring many sons into glory.
他说呢，因着这个缘故，因着是当这件事情成就的时候。
And for this reason, when this thing was accomplished,
他的苦难才得以完全,
then his sufferings would be completed.
那么我们知道我们主在地上是接受许多的苦难,
we know our Lord Jesus suffered many things on earth.
他借着苦难呢，那个他也学了许多的事情,
and through his sufferings, he learned many things.
他在学在地上借着苦难学了许多顺从,
through his sufferings, he learned obedience.
那么在借着那个苦难呢，他 倒空了自己啊，那个把自己完全的摆上。
Through suffering, he poured out himself completely. He emptied himself.
但是呢，他那里说主的那个苦难，他什么时候得以完全呢？到了终了呢？
So when is his suffering complete? When will it end?
是当有一天他带领许多的儿子正直进荣耀里去的时候。
This is when one day he will bring many sons into glory.
所以你我今天呢，在地上啊，在属灵上的成长啊，成为神儿子，跟主在地上的那个苦难有极密切的关系。
So today, as we grow in the Lord, we are very closely related to the suffering of the Lord Jesus.
我们呢认识在自己做儿子的地位。
We are learning our position as sons.
那么跟这个跟主耶稣基督在地上他成就的救恩呢是紧紧相连的。
It is very closely related to the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
我有一天呢，我们呢。都长大成人了，都是那个跟被我们的主带进荣耀里头去。那个这时候呢，主的救恩呢，他得以完全。
So when all of us grow into the full maturity, then the salvation will be made complete.
他所要得到的，不仅仅只是他儿子这么父所要得到的，不仅仅是神这么一个儿子。
The Lord doesn't want just only this one son.
他所要得着的
what he wants to obtain,
就像他那天显给亚伯拉罕所看的
is the same as what he revealed to Abraham that night.
天上的星那样那么多的儿子
His descendants to be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
像星那么多的儿子一同来承受他的产业
And all these descendants together would receive his inheritance.
然后我们的父他实在是一个丰盛的神
Our Lord is truly a GodOf fullness, abundance.
如果我们认识神，他的产业的丰富的话
，if we see how abundant his inheritance is,
你就可以知道神为什么要是那个这么多的儿子哈，那么数不出过来的儿子来一头就承受他的产业。
And you will understand why he wants all of these sons, all of these children to receive his inheritance.
在哥罗西书第一章第十六节啊。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
因为他说呢，万有呢都是靠着他造的。
For by him all things were created.
无论是天上的，是地上的，是能看见的，是不能看见的，是有位的，是主治的，是执政的，掌权的，都是一切一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
今天我们所能够看到的，所能想到的一些的创造。
All the things that we can see and imagine in creation,
不管是天上的，是地上的
whether it's in heaven or on earth,
是能看见的，是不能看见的
which is visible or invisible,
是主治的，是那个执政的，掌权的，都是在他的儿子基督里头造的
Thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities were all created in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主呢，他是那个设计师
He is the architect, our Lord.
同时又是借着他造的
And they were made by him.
In him,
in
through
him,
him.
And through him.
啊，是借着他造的，是他是那个工头，他是那个建筑师。
He is the architect and the builder.
而且他说是其实是为着他造的。
And they were made for him.
For him. 他是那万有的承受者。
He is the inheritor of all things.
神创造这宇宙的万物，有一件事就有一个目的。是要让他的儿子来承受。
He made all these things for a purpose, and that is for his son to inherit them.
那么在他儿子里头呢，他得许多儿子一同来承受。
And through his son, he will receive many sons to inherit.
所以呢，我们有生的时候，有时候需要那个来看一看神他自己的创造。
So sometimes we need to take a step back and see what the Lord has created.
我们稍微看知道一点神的创造的时候。
And as soon as we understand a little bit about creation,
就发觉呢，神的创造的。远远在这我远远超过我们所能够认识所能够想象的
It is far beyond what we can understand and recognize
有一段时间呢我很喜欢看那个 YouTube
There was a point in time that I very much enjoyed watching YouTube
YouTube 里面有很多那个介绍这个宇宙的那些影片、啊、
There are many videos that you know, explainthings about the universe.
各式各样的 galaxy, 那星星的话，那个是实在是看得我都着迷哈。
And they'll show these images of the galaxies, and I'll just be lost in watching them.
那个宇宙到底多大呢?
Now, how big is this universe?
那么那个光啊，一秒钟啊，绕地球绕了7000遍。
So in a minute, light can
one second.
Light can travel around the world 7.5 times.
那么光从这边到宇宙的这边到那一边，要走多久呢？
For a light to travel across from one end of the universe to the other, how long would it have to take?
他们估计大概是30亿年, 3 billion years.
They've estimated that it might take 3 billion years
for light to travel from one end to the other.
Yeah, so the measurement of distance for the universe as a whole is completely different from what we use to our measurements here on Earth.
我们今天开车开到纽约，这个20 mile, 30 mile，我们觉得好远呢。
If we drove to New York City, it would be 20 miles, 30 miles. We think it's a long distance.
你放到宇宙的时候，这根本你都不知道那个20 mile在哪里。
Placed on the scale of the universe, you wouldn't even be able to see how 20 miles.
不但是宇宙是大呢，它那个科学家让我们给我们看见，它的宇宙里面的非常的精细啊，非常的 delicate。 非常的精细哈，那么它有很多，它是这个几十种的那个物理的原子所控制的。 那么，Yeah.
So, if we consider the universe itself, not only is it very big, but a lot of its systems are extremely fine-tuned.
那么万有，我们知道所最熟悉的万有引力，只不过是许多的引力中的一个而已。 The gravity.
So gravity is only one of the forces that we can see.
他们说，任何其中一个只要稍微出一点的错误，整个宇宙都在那个就不见了。
If any one of these forces was, you know, slightly off, then the universe as we know it would be completely different.
不但是说它里面的精细，更是非常的美丽。So
not only is it so delicate, it's also very beautiful.
那个有时候看见它的那个哈勃望远镜照回来那个照片的那个星云啊，真是美啊！那个星星摆在一起，像是云一样的，真是美。So
the images from the Hubble Space Telescope, when you look at the galaxies and nebula, you can see that they all the stars together they look like a cloud, and it's so beautiful.
那么我们神呢，不但是一个伟大的创作家，他还是个艺术家。So
not only is our Lord a great creator, he's also a
artist。那么，在罗马书里头啊，他一章16节，他这么说。In
Romans chapter 1 says
16，他说，他自从造天地以来啊，神的永能跟神性呢是明明可知的，虽然是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。Actually, verse 20.
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
神他永远的能力，神的永能啊。
His eternal power.
还他自己的神性。
And his divine nature.
那么我们自己当时不能认识的，看不见的。
And these are things we may not understand because we can't see them.
神借着他所创造的万物就显明出来了。
But the Lord, using all creation, it demonstrates it to us.
你越看神他所看见今天创造的宇宙啊，你越认识神是什么样有大能的神。
As we see creation around us, we should understand how great a creator our Lord is.
他是更说，不但只是看到他的能力啊，还看见他自己的神性。
Not only his power, but his divine nature.
啊，你不知道不是仅仅一些物质的东西，就这些物质呢，看见我们神的是什么样的一位神。
We're not just seeing these physical things. We're seeing what kind of a Lord our God is.
他不但是有能力的神。
Not only does he have power.
他有智慧的神。
He has wisdom.
啊，他那个美的，非常美的这一位神。
And he is a very beautiful Lord.
啊，这只是我们所眼睛所看得见的。
And these are just things that our eyes can see.
还有呢，很多看不见的。
And there are many things that we can't see.
那么在灵界的事情呢，在圣经上给我们只有很少很少的一点启示。
And of the spiritual things, our Bible only explains a very little to us.
那么这一切等加起来呢，我们的那个有点认识的话呢，你就看见我们的神呢，他是何等丰富的神。
If all these things, if we add them up together and we see just a little, we can see, a little bit of who our Lord is.
那个越多看见这个神他自己创造的美丽的伟大。
The more we see of creation's beauty and majesty.
一面呢, 让我们看见自己的微小,
and we see how small we are in comparison.
一面也让我们看见我们是何等样的富有,
on one hand, we see how rich we are.
因为呢, 这是将来我们要来承受的,
because all of these things, one day we will inherit them.
神一切的创造, 祂一切的, 不但是今天是祂儿子来承受, 有一天呢, 我们祂儿子都一同来承受。
All these things, not one day the Lord will inherit, but we would inherit with Him as well.
不但这个宇宙是神, 祂的创造, 祂要赐给我们的产业。
Not only is this universe something that the Lord created that will be His inheritance.
那么在祂所创造的人里头，祂还做一件大事。
In the people that He has created, He has also done a great work.
祂救赎一般百姓，是成为属祂的人。
He will save a portion of these people to be His own people.
当我们在读那个, 希伯来书第11章的时候,
as we read Hebrews chapter 11,
我们看见呢有一批, 那个信心的见证人,
there's a group of witnesses of faith.
那么他们在那里呢, 等候, 他们在那仰望一座有根基的城,
they are there awaiting the city with foundations.
是神所经营所建造的,
that the Lord Himself is the architect and builder.
那么这座什么是这座城呢?
So what is this city?
就是将来要来的新耶路撒冷。
This is the New Jerusalem that is to come.
什么是这耶路撒冷呢?
And what is this New Jerusalem?
新耶路撒冷就是将来的羔羊的妻子，他的心腹。
It is the bride of the Lamb.
那么谁是他的心腹呢? 谁是他的那个妻呢?
Who will be the bride's new the Lamb's
wife,
bride?
Yeah, 就是你我这些蒙神蒙族所拣选所拯救的人。
It is you and I, all of us who have been saved and chosen.
那么神今天在神的百姓当中工作。
The Lord Himself is working among His people today.
经过了几千年得到一批人。
And through all these thousands of years, He has obtained a group of people.
在他们身上有金银宝石的工作。
And on them is the work of gold, silver, and precious stone.
那么这金银宝石将来就用来建造了耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
And these gold, silver, and precious stones will one day build the city of New Jerusalem.
这座新圣城耶路撒冷也是我们的产业。
And this New Jerusalem also is our own inheritance.
那么更重要的呢？
More importantly,
固然这个宇宙是这么样的美丽，是这么样子的那个荣耀。
Not only is this universe so beautiful and majestic,
那么更当然那个新圣城耶路撒冷也是何等样的美丽，何等样的荣耀。
And the New Jerusalem also will be so beautiful and glorious.
这些都要成为我们的产业。
All of these things will be our inheritance.
但是圣经说呢,
but the Bible tells us,
神更是要把祂自己赐给我们，成为祂的产业。
The Lord will give Himself to us as our inheritance.
大卫他在诗篇第16篇第5节的时候这么说。
In David in Psalms 16 verse 5, he says this.
他说耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
那么大卫他是一个已经是有丰盛产业的人。
David is already someone who is very rich.
哎呀，神赐给他许许多多的那个财富。
The Lord has given him so much wealth.
还把他那个立为以色列的王。
He became the king of Israel.
那么在他家中呢，是产业是非常的丰盛的。
And in his household, he is very full of riches.
但是他看见神赐给他这么多丰盛的产业呢。
But as he sees the Lord has given him this great inheritance,
让他认识一件事，是神不仅仅是把这外面事实赐给他。
He recognized something, that the Lord not only gave him all these outward things.
神要把他自己赐给他。
He wanted to give himself to David.
耶和华自己是我的产业。
The Lord himself is the portion of my inheritance.
神不但是说，祂所创造的这些事物，祂所建造的教会，要成为我们的产业。
The Lord didn't just say all these things that I created will be your inheritance.
祂要把祂自己赐给我们。
He wanted to give himself to us.
他的自己的公义，他自己的圣洁，他自己的仁爱，他自己的怜悯， 都要成为我们的产业。
His righteousness, His holiness, His love and His mercy and grace, all these things He wants to give to us.
我们在今天在地上生活的时候，常常觉得里头非常的缺乏。
today we may find ourselves, we may think, you know, we're lacking in
aspects.
We may feel very weak. But the Lord has given Himself to us. All that we need, all the fullness of the Lord, He has given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we walk together with the Lord, the most important thing, after the Lord has opened the eyes within us, as we see how abundant the inheritance He has in the Lord Jesus for us, we reach out with our hand of faith to take hold of
it.
What is faith?
信心的不是说我在我里头我能够自己做什么。It
is not that within myself I can do something.
信心是知道我们父能够做什么。It
is to know that our Father can do something.
我从父那里能够支取是什么。
From the Father we can take something.
当我们伸出信心的手的时候,
as we reach out our hands of faith,
那么神他自己的爱成为我们的爱,
His love becomes our love.
他的圣洁成我们的圣洁,
His
Holiness
has become our holiness.
他的怜悯成为我们的怜悯。
His mercy has become our mercy.
那么随时随地可以来支取的。
And at any time we can take from Him.
当大卫说那句话的时候,
as David said these words,
他说耶和华是我的产业。
He said that the Lord is His inheritance.
他是我杯中的份。
He is the portion of my cup.
你在读的时候呢, 似乎觉得是不是大卫在这边讲合不合适啊?
You may ask, is what David's saying, you know, really real, true?
Is it appropriate?
The portion of my cup is if he had a cup of wine and David had a lot of wine, at any time he can, you know, drink a cup of it.
他怎么说神是他杯中里面那个美酒，他的份。
How did David say that, you know, the Lord is like a cup of wine in his hand
or in the drink?
Do you think that as you read this that David is a little irreverent of the Lord?
但是呢,这是圣灵在里面感动他讲这句话。
But this is the Holy Spirit within David that has moved him to say these words.
他是说到呢,我们的耶和华,他不仅仅只是我们一个 知识上的一产业，something we know about.
So it's not David saying that the Lord isn't just inheritance that we know of, you know, out in the distance.
也不是我们呢在存在银行里头的这个一存就是一百年的那个定期存款，不到一百年以后拿不到的。
And it's not like an investment that we
CD 100 years CD.
That we put away for 100 years and we can't touch it.
它是呢,是你今天就可以支取的。
It is something that today you can take hold of.
那虽然它的产业是那么样的丰富,
and even though his inheritance is so abundant,
整个看到他的宇宙,大卫常常去看到他的创造。
All of this universe, and David often would go out to look upon
但是呢,
creation.
虽然他的产业是这么样的丰富,
even though his inheritance is so abundant,
只看只能看我们自己去拿不到的，我们没办法支取。
He doesn't say that we can only look at it and we can't, you know, take hold of it.
是我们随时随地可以去支取的。
So the Lord is as our inheritance is something we can take hold of at any time.
在以弗所书第十一章啊，在第一章第十一节，他这么说。
In Ephesians 1 verse 11 it says,
他说呢，我们也在他里面得了基业。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance.
那么就是那位随己意寻做万事的，他自己所预定的。
Having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will.
他那里他说呢，中文他没有翻得出来哈。那么在一般的英文版里头啊，他这是一个已经完成的事情。
In the Chinese translation, it's translated this, but in the English version, it's something that's already been accomplished.
那么我们已经在他里头得了基业。
We have obtained an inheritance.
Yeah, we have obtained.
It's something that's already been completed.
哎，我们常常想到那个神的基业的产业基业的时候，一定是说啊，神的神的神，你很丰富，你很伟大了。但是呢，什么时候拿呢？将来的事情了哈。
When we consider our inheritance with the Lord, we may think, oh, you know, Lord, you have a great inheritance. One day, you know, we'll be able to take hold of it.
那保罗他在那里的祷告, 他的认识是什么呢?
But Paul's prayer and his understanding is what?
他说呢, 我们已经得着了,
we have already obtained it. Today I have obtained it.
耶和华他是我的产业没错,
the Lord is our inheritance, that's true. Our full, abundant inheritance.
但是他也是我杯中的份,
he is also the portion of my cup.
我随时随地都可以拿起来, 饮他丰盛的产业，说饮他美酒也好，饮他的丰盛的产业也好。
The Lord is the portion of my cup. At any moment, I can, you know, take it up and drink some of this wonderful wine.
我们随时随地可以来支取的。
At any point, we take hold of it.
我想这点呢，对我们呢，这点的认识，对我们在这条走这个属灵的路呢，非常非常的重要。
I think this understanding as we walk in our spiritual journey is very important.
我在查经的时候，有时候会听到弟兄姊妹们在这样交通。
As we study God's word together, I may often hear about sisters' fellowship on this point.
我们读到登山宝训的时候，主说，有人打你的左脸，你右脸你给他打。
As we read the Sermon on the Mount, it says, you know, if someone slaps you on one cheek, you know, turn your face and let them slap your other cheek.
有人拿你的礼衣呢，你当成外衣，他拿去。
If someone takes your inner coat, you give your outer coat to them as well.
我们一读到这些话的时候，主要是怎么做得到呢？
As we read these words, we ask the Lord, you know, how can we, you know, do these things?
一读到主的话，那些有些特别要求多多的话的时候，我们说，哎呀，真是软弱，做不到这些话。
And as we read some of the things that the Lord asks of us, we think, oh, we're so weak, we can't, you know, do these things that the Lord asks us.
当着主说他的门徒们说，你们怎么没有信心啊？像芥菜怎么这么小的话呢？你把山从这边挪到那边去，他都给你做成的。And
the Lord says to his disciples, oh, you have little faith. If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, go from here to there, and it'll move from here to there.
我们也读到这些话的时候。
And as we read these words,
他们说，哎呀，我们敢这样祷告吗？
We can only keep praying.
那么我们有这样的信心吗?
Do we have this faith?
那么当我读到这句话说，你们要爱弟兄啊，那种爱弟兄要为弟兄舍命啊。
You have to love your brothers, and you have to give up your life for your brothers.
那么他说我不要为弟兄舍命了，我自己一句话，我那个别人赏我一句话，我这三天都睡不着觉了。
Forget about giving up our lives. If someone says something about me, you know, I won't be able to sleep for 3 days.
我们里头啊，真是软弱。
And we are truly weak.
我们也真是贫穷。
We're very poor.
其实呢，就这一个方面来讲的话，这是应该的哈。我们应该认识自己。
On one hand, you know, this is something that should be. We should understand ourselves.
我们真是一个软弱的器皿。
And we are a poor and weak vessel.
我们主说我们要在灵里头要贫穷。
And we have to be poor in spirit.
但是从另外一方面来说呢，But
on another hand,
软弱呢，不能成为我们失败的借口。
Our weakness can't be an excuse for our failure.
我们里面的贫穷呢，不能够成为我们没办法彰显神的那个借口。Being
poor in spirit shouldn't be an excuse for not exhibiting the Lord Jesus within us.
我们是软弱。We
are weak.
我们是贫穷。We
are poor.
但是我们的主呢，他是刚强的。
Our Lord, He is strong and rich.
保罗他说呢，他说那个他自己真是觉得他自己软弱。Paul
says he considers himself to be very weak.
但是呢，他说我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强。He
says, but when I am weak, I am strong.
看见自己的软弱，他有个目的。He
sees his weakness has a purpose.
让我看见自己的软弱，好要好叫我们能够刚强。He
sees that this weakness, To allow us to be strong.
我们的软弱不能够成为我们失败的借口。Our
weakness isn't an excuse for us to fail.
我们的软弱应该是神的恩典，让我们看见不能靠自己。Our
weakness is a grace from the Lord that we can understand that we cannot rely upon
ourselves. 但是我们需要来靠神。We
have to rely upon the Lord.
哎呀，我们的神呢，他是何等样的有能力。Our
Lord is so abundant in strength.
所以我们的主是何等样的丰富。
And he is so rich.
我们呢自己是贫穷的。
We ourselves may be poor.
但是我们的父呢，他是富有的。
But our father is wealthy.
他要赐给我们的产业是何等样的丰富。
The inheritance he wants to give to us is so abundant.
这产业是今天就能够支取的。
And this inheritance we can take today.
什么时候我们伸出信心的手？
As soon as we reach out with our hand of faith.
什么时候呢？我们的软弱就出去了。
At that moment, our weakness will be taken away.
什么时候我们伸出我们信心的手？
As soon as we reach out with our hand of faith.
我们呢就能够在各处那个显扬认识基督而有的香气。
And we can show our understanding of the Lord.
The fragrance of the Lord.
Proclaim the fragrance of the Lord.
那么我们如何在世人面前显出这个彰显基督的馨香之气呢？
And when we proclaim this fragrance of the Lord before the people around us.
那么我什么时候我们那个伸出信心的手，支取他那个宝藏的时候，什么时候他的基督馨香就从我们身上流露出去？
The moment we reach out with our hand of faith to seize upon the Lord, then we can at that moment demonstrate the fragrance of the Lord.
看见在耶稣基督里面说要赐给我们的丰盛的产业。
As we see the fullness of the inheritance the Lord has given us.
叫我们今天就过一个富有的生活。
Today we can live a rich life.
叫我们今天就能够在地上刚强壮胆。
And today we can be strengthened and bold.
看见在父里面，父在耶稣基督里面所赐给那丰盛的产业。
As we see the full abundance of His inheritance in the Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够轻看世上的一些事物。
We can look down upon all the various things of the world.
多少时候我们信了主了？
How often as when we believe in the Lord?
那世上好多事情在吸引我们。
That the world has all these things that are drawing us.
世上的财富在吸引我们。
The riches of this world.
它的世上的名声啊，世上的地位。
The earthly name and position.
那么这些都吸引人的儿女们。
All these things are tempting us, tempting God's children away from the Lord.
什么时候我们能够轻看这些事情呢？
When can we look down upon these things?
除非我们看见我们是一个富有的人。
Only when we understand that we ourselves are rich.
除非我们看见我们在父里面已经这么富有了。
Only when we see that in our Heavenly Father we are already so rich.
哎呀，你才真的是能够轻看这世界上的事。
Only then can we disregard all these things of the world.
不光光只是这些外面的这些财富也好，这些名声也好。
Not only are these outward things or whatever.
多少时候我们也太注重别人对我们的看法。
Oftentimes we are too considerate of what other people think of us.
那么我们需要那个，确实要尊重别人对我们的看法，我们确实是要好的见证。
We do need to consider what other people think of us. We have to have a good testimony.
但是呢，如果我们看见在父他已经是我一切的丰盛的时候，
If we see that the Lord has already given us all of His fullness,
别人对我们的看法有的时候并不是那么重要。
What other people think of us, it won't be that important.
你知道就够了。
That the Lord knows is enough.
我有主就够了。
That I have the Lord is.
那看见的父在耶稣基督里面所赐的那些丰盛，叫我们地在过地上能够过一个得胜的生活。
The abundance of the Lord allows us to live a victorious life.
多少时候，因为我们看不见父的荣耀。
How often, because we cannot see the glory of the Father.
看不见父他。 产业的丰盛,
we can't see the full abundance of the Father's inheritance.
我们在追求这世上的财富，世上的名声。
That we would pursue the riches or name in this world.
多少时候，因为没有看见父在耶稣基督里面所赐给一切的丰盛。
How often, because we haven't seen what the Lord has in store in the Lord Jesus for us.
我们呢，在地上的是那个生活没有见证哦，世上生活何等样的贫穷。
How often our lives here on earth, we don't have a good testimony and we're very poor.
在路加福音第15章啊，他那里讲到一个比喻。
In Luke 15, there's this example.
那里呢，主呢，他说到一个比喻，他是有一个父亲呢，他有两个儿子。
It says there. It was a man and he had two sons.
有一天呢，小儿子呢，他父跟父亲说：“父啊，
And so one day this younger son said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. And so he gave him that portion of his inheritance. And after a few days, he took all his wealth and he left home. And his father said, you know, he probably went out to enjoy his life.
No. Have a good business.
The father may have thought, oh, maybe he'll start his own business.
结果呢,他出去呢, 任意放荡, 浪费之财, 把他一切都,
so the son actually went out and you know spent all his money, wasted all his money on food and partying.
他这穷啊，穷困起来就投奔一个人。
And he became so poor that he had to beg a person.
那么去投靠一个人呢，那个人就放他去养猪了。And to work,
and so he. That person sent him to work feeding pigs. And so he was hungry to the point where he fought with the pigs over or the food for the pigs. And at the moment he awoke to himself.
Came to
his own senses.
他回他自己了, he came to himself. 他突然醒过来了。
And it says when he came to his senses and he woke up.
他说我父亲呢，家中啊有多少的雇工啊，口粮有余啊。
He says how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread?
那我在这饿死啊。And
I'm dying here.
啊，我要回去，而是向父亲认罪，啊，我是要悔改。
I should return to my father's, repent before him.
啊，他呢准备好了很好的一个悔改的台词。
And he has prepared a little something to say.
Very beautiful words to say about it to his father. Huh?
But his father saw him coming home from a long distance away.
哎呀，就跑过去啊，就跟他亲嘴。
But he ran to him and he kissed him.
他儿子就开始讲他的台词了，说哇，我怎么得罪了天啊，得罪了你啊。那个父亲还没等他说完。
And so the son, you know, had his speech prepared and he started saying, you know, I've sinned against heaven and against you. But the father, before he even finished speaking,
他就说,叫夫人说,赶快把那个上好的袍子拿来给他穿。
And he said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him.
把那个鞋子,给他穿上的鞋,那个鞋子大概是比较破成什么样子了。
And he said, you know, bring out new shoes because his shoes were probably worn out.
把那个戒指给他戴上,
give him this ring to wear.
同时呢，给他宰一个那个肥牛犊,
and bring a fattened calf and kill it.
我们大家一同欢喜快乐，我们的儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
And let us eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again.
那这时候呢，他的大儿子在田里面听到这件事情。
At this point, his elder son, who was in the field, heard this.
非常生气啊。
And he was very mad.
啊，不肯回家。
And he didn't want to go home.
那么，那他父亲呢，出来劝他。
And so his father came out to see him.
他跟他父亲抱怨了,
and he complained against his father.
他说呢,我跟你这么多年了,服侍你这么多年,从来没有违背过你的命令。
He says, look, for many years I have been serving you and I have never neglected the command of yours.
但是呢,你连一个小羊羔啊,赐给我,让我跟我的这个朋友一同快乐,你都没有做过。
He says, but you've never given me a young goat so that I may celebrate with my friends.
但是你这个儿子呢,你这个儿子不是他弟弟。
And he said, when this son of yours came, he didn't even call him his brother.
那么他跟娼妓了,花尽你,吞尽你一切所有的。
Who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes.
那么他又忽然就给他宰了那个肥牛犊。
When he came home, you killed a fatted calf for him.
他气得不得了。
And he was mad beyond words.
那么那父亲跟怎么说呢?
And so what did the father say?
父亲说,我儿啊,你常与我同在。
He says, son, you have always been with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
And all that is mine is yours.
但是你这个兄弟呢,是死而复活的,失而又得的。
But this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live. He was lost and has been found.
所以你当欢喜快乐。So
you should rejoice and celebrate.
都有时候呢,神的儿女呢,像这个小儿子。
How often are God's children like this younger son?
他是儿子。
He is a son.
重生得救了。
He was born again.
说不定一段时间呢，还跟弟兄姊妹在一起追求。
And maybe for a period of time, he was pursuing the Lord with the brothers and sisters.
身上也有一些这个神的恩典。
And on himself, you could see the sign of the Lord's grace.
那么不知道为什么。
But we don't know why.
然后有一天呢，看见世上的这荣耀荣华。
One day they saw the, you know, the glory of this world.
看见了他自己的同学都这么样的发达。
I see his, maybe his classmates are all so wealthy now.
他的这个朋友这么多都这么样的成功。
And his friends are all so successful.
他也说好了，我要去追求。
He says, you know what? I want to pursue these things.
那么到世界上去追求。
And they went into the world to pursue these things.
追求追求追求。
And they pursued all of these things.
也许有一天呢，他不像这个小儿子啊，他也许他也发达了，很有钱了。
Maybe one day he may not be like this younger son. He may have become successful and become very rich.
但就像有一天呢，那这个皇帝就用了一句话说，有些人呢穷到只剩下钱。
Brother Huang, described, this phrase. They were poor to the point that all they had left was money.
哎呀，很有钱，很有钱。
And they had a lot of money.
但是呢，就是很穷，很穷，很穷。
But they were so poor, so poor.
哎呀，穷到一个地步啊，连那个猪的豆荚都没给他吃，没人给他吃。
啊，
没有一件适当的事情，没有一件人让他里头那个能够让他高兴，让他满足的。
They were poor to the point, you know, they were eating the food meant for the swine. There was nothing in this world that would cause them to be satisfied.
这一天夜深人静的时候
，And one day,
at night,
突然醒过来 ，When they would suddenly awake,
魂回来
Come back to their senses.
哎呀，我在这里在这里做什么
？What am I doing here?
那么我在世上追求这些做什么
？I was pursuing all these things in the world.
东西得了很多。
I've accumulated all sorts of things.
但是我里头穷的要死啊。
But within myself, I am.
我在这里要饿死了。
You know, poor to the point of death. I'm starving here.
哎呀，当他里头想起来当初跟弟兄姊妹追求的光景
，and they think about.Their pursuit with the brothers and sisters in the beginning.
当初神在身上的拯救他的恩典。
And they remember the Lord's grace upon them.
啊，起来回头，看见父真正的喜乐，真正的满足，只有在父里才得得到的。
And they see that only in the Lord can they have true satisfaction.
起来回头到父的面前认罪悔改。
So they'll rise up, return.Before the Lord and repent of their sin.
父抱着我们的脖子，跟我们连连跟我们亲嘴。
And the Lord would, hug us and kiss us.
啊，一同欢喜快乐，一个浪子回来了。
This
the prodigal son.
Yeah, the prodigal son has returned.
真的只有当神的儿女们眼睛被开，看见父他自己的荣耀的时候。
Only when.Our eyes are open to see God's glory.
我们才有可能轻看世上的事物。
Only then can we look lightly upon the things of this world.
只有当我们看见在父的里面是这么样的丰富的时候
，Only when we see how abundant the Father is.
我们呢才不会追求那世上喝的还要再渴，吃的还要再饿的东西。
Will we no longer pursue the food that would still keep us hungry and the drink that would still leave us thirsty.
多少时候呢我们又更像那个大儿子。
How often are we like the older son?
我们呢没有离开主。
We never left the Lord.
我们服侍主。
We serve the Lord.
我们在神的家中的晋升从来父所做的命令从来一句都没有违背过。
And every command of the Father, we have not neglected a single one.
但是呢我们也是那么的穷。
But we're still so poor.
我们呢想要分享一些东西、啊、跟弟兄姊妹们那一种小羊羔、啊、根本这同样快乐都没有。
When we want to share something with the brothers and sisters, even a small young goat, there's nothing.
我们呢每天只能够交通的时候，我是多么样的贫穷，我是什么样的软弱，我怎么样的不好，好像没有什么东西可以跟人分享。
That we can only share that we're.Poor and weak. There's nothing there for us to share.
那父亲怎么跟他说呢
？What does the father say to him?
他说：“我儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
”He says, "My son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours."
不要说一个小羊羔了。
Not speak nothing of a young goat.
如果你要做决定宰一个肥牛犊, 我都不会说话的。
If you decided to kill a fattened calf, I wouldn't say anything.
我的一切都是你的。
All that is mine is yours.
你为什么不能决定去宰一头肥牛犊跟你的朋友一同快乐呢？
Now, why didn't you decide to kill a fattened calf and celebrate with your friends?
哎呀,我们呢,在父的家中,我们有父一切所有的那个产业。
We're in the Father's household. We have all of the Lord's inheritance.
我们拿不出一只羊羔来跟别人分享交通啊。
Can we not, bring out a fattened calf to share with the brothers and sisters?
父一切所有的都是我们的。
All that the Lord has is ours.
我们可以跟人分享交通,父,我没有,但是我的父有。
We can share with the brothers and sisters that, I might not have it, but our Father does.
如果这个大儿子,他真的看见,他父一切所有都是他的时候,
if this older son saw that all that his father has was his,
他不但是可以跟他的朋友尽情享受他父亲的一切的产业,
not only could he celebrate with his friends and enjoy all of his father's inheritance,
当他的弟弟回来的时候呢,他不会有那样的反应的。
When his brother, younger brother came home, he would not have this reaction. He has to imagine that what his brother received that day was more than what he had.
这么样的一个儿子,这个那个儿子,怎么可以给他上好的袍子,怎么可以给他一个鞋子,怎么可以给他一个戒指,还给他找了一个肥牛犊。我都没有。This
son of yours, how could you, kill a fattened calf, give him a coat and new shoes and a ring, and have a celebration? I don't have any of these things.
如果他看见他父他一切都是他的话,
if he saw that all that the father's, all that the father had was his,
他绝对不会为他弟弟得了这么点东西在那里嫉妒的。
He would definitely not be mad because his brother received these things.
如果我们看见我们在父里头的产业这么样的丰富的时候,
if we see how full our inheritance in the Lord is,
当神带回一个弟兄的时候,
when the Lord brings a brother or sister home,
当神兴起一个弟兄一个姊妹在这家中的时候,
when the Father raises up a brother or sister in his house,
当神开始用到一个弟兄的姊妹的时候,
when the Lord starts to use a brother or sister,
哎呀,我们里面是什么样的感觉呢?
What is our reaction within us?
我们里面是嫉妒呢?
Are we jealous?
还是呢,我们里头是这样的欢喜快乐?
Or are we filled with joy?
哎呀,感谢神!
Give thanks to the Lord.
哎,我的弟兄,我的姊妹被主兴起来了。
Our brother and sister has been raised up
哎呀,
by the Lord.
他被主复兴了。
They have been restored.
他们跟我一同来享受父他自己的荣耀。
Together we can enjoy the glory of the Lord together.
看见了那个 认识父在基督里头的那个产业，对我们是生活是的属灵的生命是何等样的重要。
To see the fullness of God's inheritance is so important in our life.
但是是不是很多时候，我们觉得好像父的产业太大了？Is
it often that we may think that the Lord's inheritance is too big?
大到个地步呢，我们大概没有办法完全的领受啊。
That it's so big that we have no way of being able to receive it.
大卫他在诗篇第十六篇呢，他怎么说呢？
David in Psalm 16.
他说了：“耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。”
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
他说：“我所得的，你为我持守。”
第五节。
16章15节,
you support my lot.
Yeah. 那么第六节他怎么说呢?
What does he say in verse 6?
那用神量给我的地界, 坐落在佳美之处, 我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
当你读第五节跟第六节的时候, 你会觉得中间有些矛盾。
You read verses 5 and 6, you may think that there's
看出个谁?
Some contradiction here in verses 5 and
6. 耶和华他是我的产业。
The Lord is my inheritance.
耶和华的产业,他可以用神来量的吗?
Can you measure the Lord in
他可以受任何的限制吗?
Is there any limit to the Lord?
但是呢, 大卫, 大卫其他说, 他用神量给我的地界, 这个产业, 是坐落在佳美之处。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. The,
他说我,
yeah.
我的产业实在美好。
My heritage is beautiful to me.
一面呢, 父的产业是极其丰富的, 极其荣耀的, 无限的。
On one hand, the Lord's inheritance for us is immeasurable and abundant.
但是呢, 对我们来讲的话,
but from our point of view,
我们的能够经历所能领受的呢, 是非常非常有限的。
What we can experience, what we can receive is extremely limited.
除非有一天我们变成神, 我们永远不会变成神。
Unless one day we become the Lord, and we will never become the Lord.
那么我们才有可能
Will we be able to experience all of His fullness? Because I myself am very limited. Today I'm very limited. And in eternity I will be limited. What I can experience of the Lord's fullness is only this amount.
哎呀,那么有些人呢, 他付给他5000两。
Some people, the Lord will give, the Father will give them 5,000 talents.
Five talents.
5 talents.
有些人给他3,000两,
and some people,
2,000两,
or 2 talents, or 3 talents.
我只有1,000两,
and I myself only have 1
talent. 哎呀,我们这常常就觉得说, 哎呀,这个比较比较, 我这份实在是太少了。
And as we may compare amongst ourselves and say,
我们这老师啊,那个把这个头啊,探过篱笆去看人家的地啊,人家的草总是比我的草绿啊。
And we may say, you know, we may look over at our neighbor's lawn and say, you know, his grass is greener than mine.
哎，那么没有看见呢？父是按着我的，按着我的才干，按着我的度量，他把他那一份赐给我。
We may not understand that the Lord has looked at my capability and my and given to me what I can handle.
那么我所拥有的这一份，今天所能经历的， 就是神他划给我的地界。
What the Lord has given to me is is the measured amount that He has.
我们的需要认识的还不仅仅是。 父是怎么样？他的丰盛。
We have to not only understand the fullness of what the Lord has.
我们要看见呢，他所量给我的地界是坐落在佳美之处。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places, and my heritage is beautiful to me. Right.
是在佳美之处啊。
The heritage is.
他说我的产业实在美好。
My inheritance is, you know, is truly pleasant.
父他是非常的荣耀，他是无限大的丰盛。
The Father is truly beautiful in His, when He has it, is glorious.
那么从哪里开始经历呢？
Where can we start to experience it?
是从他所量给我的地界开始经历的。
It is that measured inheritance that He has given to us.
唯有当神还一面开我们的眼睛，看见父是怎么样的荣耀。
He can open our eyes to see how glorious the Father is.
一面开我们眼睛，看见他赐给我这个产业何等样的美好。
Another hand, He has to open our eyes to see that the inheritance He has given to us is also beautiful.
我不需要去看这其他弟兄姊妹，哇，他这么大的这个恩赐啊，他那个还服侍这么多的人。
I don't have to look at other brothers and sisters and say, you know, he has. You know, serve so many other people, and he can do, you know, all these things for the Lord.
哎呀，看到这个在大学的同学今天成为主重用的仆人。
And this friend from college that I has now become, you know, the servant of the Lord.
哎，得看见这个人，这个他一传福音，这么多人信主，我这个传福音的这个传了半天也没有人信。
And you know, this brother, you know, he shares the gospel, and all these people believe, and I've shared for so many times, and no one's.
要看,
but to see what the Lord has measured and given to us.
神他赐给我什么样的丰盛的恩典?
What kind of sufficient grace has He given to us?
每一个肢体都有功用的。
Every body member has their own purpose.
每一个人在主面前都有那个分那个的产业是承受的。
Everyone has inheritance that they can receive today.
唯有我们看见他今天他按着我的度量所量给我的地那个产业地界是坐落在佳美之处。
If we understand, you know, the measure of the inheritance that He has given to us today.
我们才能从里面说，哎呀，我的产业实在美好。
Only then will we see, you know, oh my. Inheritance is truly, you know, my heritage is beautiful.
主赐我这样的恩典，但我能够把孩子们带到带的这么好。
The Lord has given me this grace that, you know, I can lead my children so well.
主给我这样的恩典，让我能够这么样子那个亲近在带领人。
The Lord has given me this grace that I can, you know, draw near and to other people.
哎呀，当我们看见神在我们身上的恩典，按着我的度量量给我的地界的时候。
When we see that the Lord is gracious and has measured our inheritance for us,
从那里呢，那里呢，我们开始才能够看见神他真正他是何等样的丰富。
From that point, we can start to see how fully abundant the Lord is.
从那里我们才能说耶和华不但是我的产业，他是我杯中的份。
Then we could say, not only is the Lord my inheritance, but the portion of my cup.
我今天就可以经历的。
Today I can experience.
我今天就可以支取的。
Today, I can take hold of it.
不但是在我生活当中我能够支持，我在服事当中能够支取的。
Not only in my own life, but also in my service.
我的产业实在是美好。
My heritage is truly beautiful.
那巴不得呢，神他真正是带领我们。
May the Lord lead us.
看到我们看见了，我们已经在基督里头已经得到那个丰盛的经验。
That we have already received in the Lord the fullness of His.
我们的主呢丰富了，所以我们也丰富。
The Lord is abundant, therefore we also are abundant.
我们的主呢，他是何等荣耀，我们也荣耀。
The Lord is glorious, therefore we ourselves also glorious.
因为他有这么大的能力，我不敢软弱。
Because He is so strong, I dare not be weak.
他那么大，那么富有，我不敢贫穷。
Because He is so rich, I dare not be poor.
哎呀，我如果我不能够显出他自己的他的丰富荣美的话。
If I cannot exhibit His fullness and His glorious fragrance.
不是他没有把他的产业赐给我。
It is not that He did not give me His inheritance.
是我没有看见那个他所赐我的产业是何等的美好。
It is that I have not seen how beautiful His inheritance is.
是今天就可以在生活当中天天经历的。
It is something that today we can experience.
巴不得主带领我们这样子，让我认识他里面的丰盛。
May the Lord lead us into this understanding.
好，在我们天天能够在地上与他同行，那个见证他的名。
That we can walk together with Him and testify of His name.
这样祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Holy Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你在耶稣基督里面已经赐给我们一切天上属灵的福气。
Because you have already blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
把圣洁的、没有瑕疵的生命赐给我们。
You have given us this blameless. Life.
把那个儿子名分赐给我们,
and given us sonship.
更是让我们在祂里面得到了丰盛的基业,
and in the Lord we have received the abundant inheritance.
因此我们低头敬拜,
so we bow our heads and worship.
圣赞荣耀都归给我们的主, 我们天上的父神,
and may all the glory and power be to our Lord, our Heavenly Father.
祷告奉主的名,
we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.